From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. North Coast Senator Mike McGuire, chair of the Joint Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture, hosting a hearing in Humboldt County to talk about the impacts on California's fisheries and wildlife from offshore wind energy development. The hearing will provide the public an opportunity to learn more about developing offshore wind energy industries from agency and leading experts. The JCFA will also hear testimony from environmental and fisheries leaders about their perspectives and their concerns. The hearing will be held on Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center in Eureka. Arcata City Council Thursday night hearing suggestions concerning banning the sale of single-use plastic food containers and tableware within city limits, reports Lost Coast Outpost. 4 years ago, an ordinance was passed that banned the use of disposable styrofoam food and beverage containers. Considering adding plastic food containers into the mix would be another step in the city's 2017 Zero Waste Action Plan, an effort to reduce waste and pollution and conserve resources. Excessive speed, the factor in a deadly motorcycle crash on Wednesday. Just before 2 p.m., a Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy traveling eastbound on State Route 299 saw a man riding a motorcycle at speeds in excess of 100 miles an hour. Deputy tried to pull him over at the Blue Lake exit. The driver failed to yield, and the deputy initiated a pursuit. But due to the driver's high speeds and danger to the public, the deputy terminated that pursuit. The motorcycle continued eastbound on Blue Lake Boulevard, and after the pursuit had been terminated, was involved in a traffic collision. Deputy notified the California Highway Patrol. Driver of the motorcycle, 26-year-old Dylan LaFranchi of Blue Lake, suffered major injuries. He died from those injuries at the hospital. It's unknown if alcohol or drugs may have been additional factors in the collision. Over the next 6 days, using listening tours and interviews, two locally based nonprofits, Access Humboldt and Internews, hope to find out how Eurekans know what they know about what's going on in their realm. Called an information ecosystem assessment, the project begins with an orientation, then a series of listening tours, interviews with key informants, on-the-street interviews, and more. The goal is to find out how people who live in Eureka get local news and information, what sources they trust, and what communities are left out of the media. What's learned from listening to the community will inform possible solutions to address things like information gaps, overlooked audiences, and other issues. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.